This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hey folks, you're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 45 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live at Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey on December 22nd, 2014. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Disney universe beyond it. My name's Kevin Kessler, and I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing good, Pete. It's almost Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day, and we want to share that magic with you. So, pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones. Let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin.
What's going on?
We are not alone tonight.
No, we're not. No, Mort, you're talking about?
Mort's always
here. Mort's always here, you know, ruining the show for us all. But we're not talking about Mort tonight.
No, we got Dave Weicker in the
house. Yes, Dave Weicker to Magical Travel, sponsor of the show, good friend of the show. Dave, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yes, you as well. I mean, you know, very, very excited anytime Dave comes in. And whenever Dave comes in, Peter Mandel, you know that means one thing and one thing only. Emails.
Emails.
Yep. Email questions. We will be answering those later in the show. But first, we have a smidgen of news to get through.
Okay, only a smidgen.
Yeah, it's just a smidgen.
Not much happens this time of year.
No. I think at this point, like this time of year, Disney's just kind of like, all right, brace for impact. Like, let's just finish out the year. All the big stuff's already been announced. And this week being what it is in Walt Disney World, like the biggest week, 2 weeks of the year, I mean, you know, it's got to just be madness.
Right.
All they can do.
They don't have time for news.
Yeah. No. Who has time for news?
All hands on deck in the parks.
All right, ready for the news this week, brought to you by our good friend Dave Weicker to Magical Travel. Dave, thank you for bringing us the news each and every week.
Dave brought it in the door with him.
Yes, he did. All right, worldwide news. Contactless payments are going to be available in Walt Disney World starting December 24th. I know what you're asking right now. What are contactless payments?
I know they are.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Yeah, man, what's that?
Yeah, thank you for feeding into this. we're talking about Apple Pay. We're talking about Google Wallet. Which I have Google Wallet. We're talking about RFID credit cards. Just these things where you don't have to actually have a physical credit card. You just tap your device onto a machine, and there you go.
It's device on device stuff.
Yeah. You don't have that here in Rogue Comics yet, do you?
We are RFID chip enabled as of about 2 weeks ago.
Get out of town!
Yeah, look, see, I have my new little hookup here.
Wait, so I can pay for stuff in here using Google Wallet?
I don't know. I haven't learned quite how to use it all yet.
Oh, okay.
But we have it.
It exists. Oh, man. Yep, so it's going to be available in stores and quick service restaurants that accept it. Look for the EMVCO symbol. It's a series of curved lines similar to a Wi-Fi signal. So look out for that, Pete.
Look for it.
Yes.
It's like when you're looking for the snack option symbol.
Yes.
Same thing.
The DDP in the window. Okay, Downtown Disney / Disney Springs news. I can't wait till we can just talk to this as Disney Springs.
Yeah.
You know, not. I don't know when the official christening of that is going to be, but it's got to be coming soon.
We'll have to make the transition like we did with Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, they're going to need to... I don't need to make an announcement on that. I mean, they got to finish that parking garage first. But STK Orlando is going to be opening up in the Landing District.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Nope.
It's a restaurant. Dave, you ever heard of STK?
No.
Okay, well, I'm glad. So now I get to talk more. STK's unique ambiance, I'm reading a direct quote here, blends the elements of a modern steakhouse with a sleek lounge, including a DJ emphasizing a social fun environment. At approximately 14,000 square feet, the Orlando Outpost will be one of the largest STK locations. STK Orlando will have two dining floors, including a main level and the only rooftop dining venue in Disney Springs. Rooftop dining.
Okay.
You are not ever going there, are you?
No, you know what's funny is you just read that to me and I'm like, okay, that's a place I'll never be going to. But then I'm thinking about it and I'm like, you know what? I don't know. Like, I would have really probably enjoyed that
maybe
when I first
ever
started going to Disney like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe I will give it a shot.
As your kids get older, they might want to start going to downtown a little bit more.
It's true.
When it stops being all, you know, pink and princesses and, you know, stuff like that. And it starts being like, let's go look at stores and, you know.
Oh, it's like that already.
Oh, okay.
Please, we went to Downtown Disney and it was pretty much...
Oh, you did go to Downtown
yeah,
Disney this
we
trip.
We spent more time in the Lego store, I think, than anything else.
I love the Lego store.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So, Dave, I mean, you try to eat in every Disney location, right?
I do.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, because you have to be able to make recommendations.
Yes.
So, you're going to definitely try out this STK?
Oh, I love steak, so I will definitely be there.
Oh, there we go. It's a real man, ladies and gentlemen.
Give me the rooftop.
Yeah.
Dave, will you DJ there?
That would be interesting.
You could guest DJ.
Do they serve Guinness?
Maybe.
DJ Davey Weick.
Yeah.
In the house.
I'll need Kev to help.
All right, so I'm going to read another. I'm going to read a quote here. We are thrilled to join the Disney Springs family with the launch of STK Orlando, said Jonathan Siegel, CEO of The One Group.
Wait, was that your Jonathan Siegel voice?
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
I was just thinking, like, should I try a voice? And then I decided not to.
I've never heard him, so I don't know what he sounds like. So
Siegel, what kind of nationality do you think Siegel is?
Oh, I don't know, but I feel like you're lighting yourself on fire right now.
Okay. The combination of an innovative menu and high-energy atmosphere. I'm going to just make him Canadian. Can I just make him Canadian?
You want to make everybody Canadian.
Combination of an innovative menu and high-energy atmosphere has driven the success of STK, and we believe it'll be an ideal addition to Disney Springs, eh? And will help further cement its status as a place for friends and families to gather for fine dining and entertainment, eh?
He's a Canadian Muppet.
He's a Canadian Muppet. That's exactly how a Canadian Muppet would sound.
That's great.
Can I tell you, I had like this is way off topic, but like I had a Disney nightmare the other night, and it stayed with me.
Wait, you mean an actual, like, you dreamed?
Yeah. Like,
we're at this point in the show where you're sharing your dreams with everyone.
Yes. Like, no, like, I had a dream where, like, I was at the Poly, and I went, like, down the new volcano slide pool, and, like, I went in under the water, and there was a shark.
But it was a Muppet shark.
No, it was a shark.
Oh, really?
Like, a shark.
Maybe that's one of the new attractions.
No, Peter Mandel. You have no idea what this dream means to me because, like, there is one thing in this world that Kevin Kessler is terrified of.
Water slides.
Yes, volcanoes in an enclosed chlorine environment. No, sharks. Deathly afraid of sharks.
But you live on land.
That's why I live on land, because I'm afraid of the sharks.
Really?
Yeah. They don't come on here. Why do I need to go to them?
I would get it if you were like, hey, I'm afraid of volcanoes. They can, like, you know, cause these, like, horrible destruction.
There are no volcanoes that live around me. Sharks, however.
There's no sharks that live around you either.
Did you see this movie, this documentary I saw called Sharknado?
I did.
Yeah. It can happen. Tara Reid said it could happen.
Well, you know, the best thing about Sharknado was that it starred Ian Ziering, who puts in an A-plus performance in both Sharknado 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
The land shark.
Exactly, the land shark. See, so yeah, sharks bad, Disney good, but the mixing of them in my subconscious not a great thing.
All right, I feel like we've really flown off the handle with that one.
I needed to kill some time. We got like no news this week. All right, in resort news, the Polynesian Lobby has opened up. No word yet. I don't know if there's any sharks there, but that's what it reminded me. I looked ahead at the news article and I'm like,
it's
oh,
just
the Poly.
A giant shark tank in the middle.
Oh no! I would never go there again.
But the pictures of the Polynesian looked unbelievable.
Yeah, they do. And I thought I was going to hate the Polynesian's redesign for the lobby because I'm such a fan of, you know, the original, like the way the lobby looked and
you're a poly traditionalist.
I am. I liked the waterfall and I was like, ugh, these pictures are stunning. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It looked fantastic.
Yeah. No water park news, no Magic Kingdom news, no Epcot news. A plethora of DAC news, though.
Really?
Yeah. It's like
they saved that all up for Christmas.
This is like the Christmas miracle of all miracles. Like the one park we never have any news about. It's like all the news this week is DAC. Disney's Animal Kingdom. The Pongani Exploration Trail is now fully reopened as of December 21st. When you were there, Peter Mandel, the aviary and the underwater viewing areas were closed. That's why you guys didn't see the hippos under the water.
Right, it's true.
Yeah. Daisy Duck is set to meet and greet in DAC this week. They took away her meet and greet where she was with Donald. But she will be meeting guests on Discovery Island December 21st to 31st from 10 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. and 2:40 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. So Daisy Duck fans, rejoice.
I feel like you can't get enough Daisy Duck.
Yeah, I agree. I like when I can get the Donald Daisy picture together.
Yeah, the combo, like in the studios.
Yeah. Or as you did, Donald, Daisy, and Scrooge McDuck. Yeah, which I mean, good. That's like, was it classic Donald?
No, they're all Christmased out.
Oh, okay.
So, for the holidays.
It's just bothering me that you can't find classic Donald anywhere on property anymore. Because now you said he's not in Epcot anymore.
Well, he is in Mexico, but he's...
But he's wearing a sombrero. I don't want him in a sombrero. I want him in his...
I like him in a sombrero.
I mean, I don't dislike him in a sombrero, but I want my classic Donald picture because I've never gotten one before.
Yeah, where do you go for a classic Donald?
You used to go to Toontown, but now you don't do that anymore.
Interesting.
And now he's a magician. He's a swami or whatever he is.
Well, he's not a magician, right?
Well, what is he? Like a fortune teller?
Snake charmer. Who knows?
Snake charmer? Okay. But, I mean, you could still get classic Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy... in Epcot, but you said they don't have Donald there anymore.
No, they don't.
Are you sure? Like, never?
No, I mean, I can't say never, dude. I'm not there all the time. All
right, well, you
but
should.
But I can't think of a place. When you go to the Epcot character spot, right?
Yeah.
It's Mickey, Minnie, Goofy.
Right.
You can meet Pluto in the front. He's right by Spaceship Earth.
They make him stay outside because there's no dogs allowed.
Yeah, he's a dog. He goes outside.
So is Goofy, though.
Yeah, but is he? He talks.
But he wears clothes and talks.
He's like an educated dog. And then Donald, the only place to get Donald's in Mexico.
Mexico, yeah. A sad day in Disney history when you can't get classic Donald anywhere.
I don't know. There must be a place. There has to be.
There has to be, right? Dave?
We'll have to look into this.
Yeah.
Some more. I would think there's some... when you where do you get the Disney Visa autographs? Sort of by the Mouse Works?
Right. Yeah.
In there. I know they used to be in there.
You're talking about the Epcot character spot, but he's not there anymore.
No, he's talking about the Disney VIP. If you have the Disney Visa card, you get like a VIP character spot.
Right, but that changes every day. So even that's not a spot to get classic Donald.
Right. Whatever, we'll continue to lament the loss of classic Donald. DAC is going to have some extended holiday hours this week. They'll be closing at 9 p.m. on December 27th, 29th, and 30th. That's really late for
Wow, what do you do there that long?
I don't know. Do you think they keep the safari open? No.
It's daylight hours.
Yeah. This is only a increase of 1 hour. It was previously scheduled to be an 8 p.m. closing. I guess when they know that the crowds are going to be the way they're going to be, you have to leave the fourth park open longer to, take some of the heat off the other guys.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, big news. Remember the Animal Kingdom coffee kiosk that we made big news about on one such slow news week? You don't remember it at all?
Nope.
Okay, well, we did. We made a big deal. It's open! The coffee kiosk by Flame Tree Barbecue.
Oh, good.
Yes. Isle of Java, now open next to Flame Tree. It is a coffee kiosk, folks, so... fuel up. And lastly, Creature Comforts is going to be closing in early January over in Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's expected to be the home of the Animal Kingdom Starbucks.
Which completely negates our coffee kiosk.
Exactly.
Wow. Thanks for stepping on that bit of news.
I know, right? It's going to be located right in the center of the park, and there's already Starbucks in Magic Kingdom and Epcot, and two in Downtown Disney. And there's a DEHS location coming in 2015, but now it's expected that there will be an Animal Kingdom location as well. I don't know how I feel about having Starbucks in Animal Kingdom.
Do you think I'm the only person listening to the show that's never bought anything in Starbucks?
Yeah.
Dave, you like Starbucks?
No.
I mean, I'm a Dunkin' Donuts guy. Like, I'm pretty brand loyal like that, but yeah. I've engaged in the occasional Starbucks. Not often. It's expensive. All right, that's the news for this week.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, barely covered 15 minutes. All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors. Then Hunter Hathaway is going to be here. She's going to do, hopefully, a very long episode of Bit of Pixie Dust this week.
We'll have an extended Kevin's Dream sequence.
Yes, about the sharks. Come on, that was like, you know, I needed to give people an insight into my psyche.
I feel like as guy friends, you reach a certain point where, like, maybe you shouldn't share.
My terrifying fear of sharks?
No. Oh, no. I like fears.
But like, hey, like, you're always interested in my fears.
Yeah, but like, come in here and be like, hey, guess what I dreamed about last night? It's just, you know, I feel like we've reached a new level.
Okay.
Jaws meets the Polynesian.
Oh, don't even. Like, Jaws is what started this whole thing. Okay, so we'll be right back, folks, after these words from our sponsors. Pete, you're always planning Disney trips, right?
All the time.
So am I. But you know what makes a Disney trip planning that much easier and more fun and more relaxed for you?
Tell me.
A travel agent.
Do we know one?
Absolutely. Luckily, folks, Two Men and the Mouse has an official travel agent for the show. It's who Pete and I use all the time, and that is our friend Dave Weichert. You've heard him here on the show. You hear us mention him every week. But Dave Weichert from Magical Travel is here to book your Disney vacation. And you want to know the best part?
Tell me.
No additional cost. You are paying what you would normally pay if you were to book by yourself over the phone or over the internet. You pay nothing extra, and you get this experienced professional hand at the helm, booking your trip for you.
I love that.
Absolutely. It's really a no-brainer, folks. I mean, Dave Weichert plans every Disney trip as if it were his own. Very easy to work with, and will always make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. Dave started his Cranford-based business in 2008, and that time he's helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations.
That's a lot of people.
Absolutely. Dave's a graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge and has visited every Disney World resort, also done Adventures by Disney, just recently returned from a trip to Peru with Adventures by Disney.
That's right.
Dave can help you book your trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, go to any of the Europe or Asia parks, also Aulani over in Hawaii, or Adventures by Disney trips. Dave can book them all. If it's got Disney in the title, he's your guy to go to. And a couple more perks with Dave. Dave will give you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for Disney cruise packages, which can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Any kids traveling your party also get a free autograph book for any character hotspots. That's a pretty cool thing.
That's a must for us.
Absolutely. Dave also simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, which includes resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. He also checks daily for new discounts, so when specials are announced, like free dining or things like that, Dave immediately checks the availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Just automatically does it and then lets you know, hey, you know what, you got a lower price.
That's a serious advantage.
Absolutely, he did that for me one time when free dining was announced after I had already booked my trip. Dave can also book all your Disney dining. He's gonna wake up 180 days out at 6 a.m. to book your stuff, get you those hard-to-get reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table, Ohana, Be Our Guest. He actually told me he just got Be Our Guest for somebody Thanksgiving Day at 5 p.m., which has got to be one of the hardest reservations to get on property.
That is the best wake-up call for an ADR, one you don't have to get up.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? He is going to do all of this for you folks at no additional cost once again. Magical Travel is a full-service agency and an authorized Disney vacation planner. You can check them out at magicaltravel.com. But if you want to talk to Dave directly, you can email him at disneydavew@verizon.net or dave@magicaltravel.com. You can also find Dave on Facebook. It's Dave Weichert. Weichert. And you can find him on our Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/groups/2meninthemouse. He's always on there offering tips and whatnot. Folks, you know, give him a call. Reach out to him. Tell him Two Men and the Mouse sent you. You know, we want him to know that, you know, our listeners are using his services and appreciating what he's doing for us, folks. No additional cost to you. No brainer. Help yourself with a certified professional hand guiding you on your most magical vacation ever. Take the stress out of your life. Dave Weichert from Magical Travel. Folks, book him. You'll be glad that you did. Hey everyone, it's your good pal Kev from the White Dragon Podcast Network, shamelessly interrupting your enjoyment of this tremendous WDPN podcast you're listening to basically shill to you. Bear with me here, folks, this will be brief. I know what you're all thinking. You're loving the tremendous audio spectacle currently delighting your auditory senses, and you're lamenting the fact that the stars of the WDPN are only around for you 1 hour per week, right? Well, you're wrong. We've got a whole slew of shows that will delight, entertain, and captivate you all week long. And the best part is that we've got something for everyone. Are you looking for something your whole family can enjoy? Well, look no further than Two Men and the Mouse, the flagship show of WDPN focusing on the magic and wonder of Walt Disney World. Pete Mandel and myself share our love of the most magical place on Earth as we count down the latest and greatest news of the week before diving deep into a featured topic. Maybe you're a fan of geek TV and movies. You love the world established in shows such as Arrow, Gotham, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Doctor Who, and so many more. Well, for you, we've got the Geek Watchtower. I'm joined each week by a special guest host as we review the latest installments of our favorite geek-centric media. Sometimes, though, the universe of geek pop culture can be a little too all-consuming and you need to go broad. That's why we've got Bat Squad Radio, hosted by the YouTube comedy trio known as the New Jersey Bat Squad. You'll hear me as Kev L, along with Bat Dave and Spider Denny, detailing the goings-on throughout all of geekdom. Perhaps you're more of a sports entertainment fan. Well, WDPN's got that covered as well. Step inside the world of professional wrestling with Ring Ropes Radio, the all-new pro wrestling podcast of WDPN. Kevin Clark and I present to you all the viewpoints of two 10-plus years veterans of the wrestling business and supplement that with special interviews with the stars of wrestling's past, present, and future. Want more information on where you can find this plethora of internet audio entertainment? Well, head over to Facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and give us a like for all the latest news and new shows and episodes. Okay, I'm all done. I told you it would be quick. Well, this wasn't exactly quick, but whatever. Back to the show. Enjoy it, and thank you for listening to the White Dragon Podcast Network. Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend Hunter Hathaway is always here checking in from the West Coast in Hollywood for her segment, A Bit of Pixie Dust, or, as we've come to call it, Bopped. B-O-P-D, Bopped. She is checking in with a special holiday edition of Bit of Pixie Dust. Whether she has any holiday-related news this week, I have no idea. But she's checking in anyway, and here she is with all the latest and greatest Disney TV and movie news in her segment called Bopped, A Bit of Pixie Dust.
Weekend at the box office, Big Hero 6 fell to 7th with $3.6 million. Into the Woods opens this week nationwide on Wednesday. Set in an alternate world of various Grimm fairy tales, the film intertwines the plots of several Grimm fairy tales and follows them to explore the consequences of the characters' wishes and quests. The main characters are taken from The Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, Rapunzel, and Cinderella, as well as several others. When a baker and his wife learn that they have been cursed childless by a witch, they must embark into the woods to find the objects required to break the spell and begin a family. The film is tied together with the original story of the baker and his wife, their interaction with the witch who has placed a curse on them, and their interaction with other storybook characters during their journey. Hopefully, I will be able to see it this week, and I will have a review of the film for you next week. ABC Family picked up a new drama called Recovery Road, based on the popular young adult novel by Blake Nelson. Recovery Road focuses on a teenage girl dealing with addiction. Maddie has a reputation as a party girl who doesn't think she has a problem until she's confronted one day by her school guidance counselor and is forced to choose between expulsion and rehab. Maddie makes a difficult decision to live with other recovering addicts at a rehab facility while facing daily pressures of her teenage life. The cast will be announced at a later date. The network also picked up a groundbreaking new reality series called My Transparent Life. The show centers on a teenager named Ben who learns his parents are not only getting a divorce, but also that his dad is becoming a woman. The series will follow Ben, his family, and his friends as they support one another through this unexpected journey and to watch Charlie slowly become Carly as she experiences the many stages of her transition from male to female. The show is a generational story of a loving family and circle of friends supporting one another through this unfamiliar and unexpected situation. The Disney Channel has a new show starring Zendaya coming next month called KC Undercover. Zendaya stars as KC Cooper, a high school math whiz and karate black belt who learns her parents are spies when they recruit her to join them in the secret government agency, the organization. While she now has the latest spy gadgets at her disposal, Casey has a lot to learn about being a spy, including keeping her new gig a secret from her best friend, Marissa. Together, Casey and her parents, Craig and Kira, and her younger siblings, Ernie and Judy, a humanoid robot, try to balance everyday family life while on undercover missions near and far to save the world. You can catch it starting January 1st on the Watch Disney Channel app. It will also premiere on Sunday, January 18th on the Disney Channel. ABC has a full day of programming on Christmas Day, all starting with Disney Parks' Frozen Christmas Celebration. That night, catch the old-school version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and then follow up with Jim Carrey playing the man himself in Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The final nights of ABC's 25 Days of Christmas is upon us. Wednesday has National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and Thursday has Elf. Well, that's all I have for you this week. Check back next week for more Disney entertainment news. You can follow me on Twitter at Bit of Pixie Dust and check out my website, www.bitofpixiedust.com. And now, back to Kevin and Pete with this week's e-ticket attraction.
Folks, here on 2 Men and the Mouse, since the very inception of the show, we've always loved our email bag shows. Our shows where you, the audience, gets to ask questions of the three of us, myself, Pete, and Dave, as to, you know, trip planning tips or impression requests, as it were. We got a couple of those this week. Or, you know, just personal opinion questions that you guys want to know. And we love making you guys a part of the show, so much so that I'm always racking my brain trying to find new and creative ways to make you all part of the show. So we are thrilled, Peter Mandel,
thrilled
to be opening up the email bag once again, answering your questions for you, the masters of 2 Men and the Mouse, who are really this holiday season just like a second family to Pete and I. So we're going to jump right into it here. I mean, I don't waste no time. We actually got a bunch of questions here. So you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Dave, you get ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. Mikey Wisenhunt of Perfect Disney Trip fame. Remember him from the top of the Epcot ball. He says, my sister-in-law is visiting next year. We just had an awesome talk after Christmas dinner. After Christmas dinner? Christmas hasn't happened yet.
Thanksgiving, right. Maybe.
Yeah. After Christmas dinner, I'm planning the trip since she is a total Disney-noob. Disney newbie. I get it. She will have almost 2-year-old at the time. How does that affect the trip? Stroller tips, transportation tips. How does the rider swap thing work? And how much longer will it make a trip having to essentially ride each ride twice? Thanks, guys. And Dave, you are the mouse whisperer. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You should put that on your business cards. Dave Weicker, travel licensed Disney travel agent, mouse whisperer.
Yeah, never been called a mouse whisperer. Sounds pretty good.
All right, so guys, I mean, you've traveled with young children. So how is the presence of a two-year-old going to affect Mikey's sister's trip?
Has she been there before?
He said she's a Disney-noob, so I'm assuming no.
So no. That's probably for the better, because you won't know either way.
Right.
I mean, I took my kids very young.
Of course.
I mean, Abby went at 5 months. Ethan went at...
You went from the hospital and delivery room to the plane.
I would have. I like them at that age. I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
Now, you're also talking to somebody who, when I went with the kids really young, you know, rider swap wasn't always necessarily a priority.
What is rider swap? I'm not really familiar with that.
Okay, like, let's say you want to go on something simple, even like Soarin', which an infant's not going on.
Of course.
It still has a height restriction. So you want to ride it. You're there with your wife and your kids. You go up to one of the cast members who's right there at the door, you know, the little gate to go in, and you say, we want to ride this, but my daughter, you know, can't ride it. They will give you what is essentially an old school fast pass.
Oh.
That's good for you and three guests to go back on it again.
Okay.
So you go and ride it. Like, let's say I would bring Ethan, and we would go and ride it.
Right.
Then, when we got off, my wife, I would take Abby. My wife could take Ethan again, give them the rider swap, and go on again.
Okay. And that moves you right to the front of the line, or do you have to wait in like the fast pass?
It's like a fast pass.
Okay, so you wait in the fast pass line.
Right.
So did you guys do this? Did you ever do the rider swap when your kids were younger? Did they have that back then?
They did, and different attractions do it differently. You can, a lot of them, you just wait at the entrance of the ride where you get off, and you go on. There's huge list of the rides that do have the rider switch. It's most of them that have height restrictions.
Okay. But you got to really like work this extra time into your itinerary, though, to ride each ride twice.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, but you're there with a two-year-old.
Yeah.
You're not commandoing this trip anyway.
That's
with a
true.
Two-year-old.
That's true.
Who at any point in time is going to need to nap, is going to need to eat.
What would your best stroller tip be?
Okay. I think it comes down to stroller size.
Uh-huh. This is 1 2-year-old, so...
Right. But do you want to bring your big stroller, your Graco, or do you want to bring, like, an umbrella stroller?
Uh-huh.
For me, I always brought the bigger one. But, because I like having the cup holders...
Right,
like
it's more for your convenience.
Well, I also feel like, you know, she could sleep better in it, you know.
Right.
I also like the fact that if you bring your own, or if you rent one from a couple different places that'll deliver them to the resort, you can use that to get the kid from the resort to the bus, from the drop-off area to inside.
Right.
If you rent one at Disney... You can only pick it up and drop it off inside the park.
I never realized that.
So you can't there. And if you're waiting for the bus or the monorail or whatever, sometimes it's there for a while.
Yeah, I guess the flip side of that. And trust me, I always brought my own, just because I don't know, I never wanted to rent one. But the other flip side though is it's not always super duper easy to be, you know. So you're at Epcot and Illuminations is over.
You got to go return your stroller before you get on the bus.
No, you have your own stroller. No. So now you're online getting on the bus. Oh my gosh, look how packed this bus is. And now I have a giant folded up stroller that I'm trying to carry with me. As my wife has two children, you know, with her. It's not always easy.
Not easy.
I thought you were about to be like, oh, the people are looking at me. I was about to be like, forget those other people.
Or you're it's just hard
Or
sometimes.
You're like me sitting next in the seat and the guy comes in with the giant stroller
right.
and basically puts it over your toes and your lap.
Right.
But those strollers are, they're difficult, but... You know, listen, when you're in Disney, you're on that bus, 93% of the people on that bus have kids or had
right.
kids, and, you know.
Or have had kids.
Right, everyone gets it. But it doesn't make it any easier.
Okay, so I think that answers...
One thing about the two-year-olds of being a noob is, one tip is that if there's a way to get your kids used to a character or... costume characters might be, you don't want the kid to meet Mickey for the first time and run the other way.
Right.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
Yeah, you guys have any suggestions on how to ease them into that whole situation?
No, because I had my first child
loved
couldn't
him.
Get enough characters.
And your second one was the exact
My
time.
Second child was petrified.
Disney movies on TV, get them used to songs. And
yeah.
Nothing prepares a two-year-old for the sheer enormity of a character.
That's
Disney.
True.
I mean, they're just giant.
So it's all what kind of two-year-old do you have at that point?
Yeah. Right. And I mean, it turns around either way. I mean, Abby's obviously okay with it now.
Well, yeah. But she's still so weird with some of them, right?
She's not now. But this was the first trip she was full-blown, like, I'll go meet Goofy. Who cares?
Right. But it was also the first no-stroller trip for Abby, too.
Yeah, it's true.
How did that work out with no-stroller? Did
pretty
you
awesome, hate? Actually.
Yeah?
She's
like,
a trooper.
You didn't mind not having a spot to put your soda?
I won't. No. I mean, I just carried it.
Okay.
But
sounds horrible.
You know, I won't lie, I kind of was, like, hoping there'd be times where, like, I had to, like, carry Abby.
Uh-huh.
I know it sounds crazy to you, Kevin, but she's, like, 6, so she's practically an adult. So I was like, right. Oh, she'll poop out one day, and I'll have,
six,
to, like,
6 going her. On 30?
Yeah. But it only happened once on the whole trip.
Okay.
Christmas party. Long night.
Yeah, I would assume. All right, so I think I about answered Mikey's question, right?
Yeah.
All right. Bernie is checking in again. What just happened? Oh, dear.
Did you break something?
Oh, my phone is weirding out. This is why I should... Good Lord. Okay. Technical difficulty. Mort, stop messing with my phone. For the love of goodness.
I thought he wasn't allowed to touch your phone.
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to. I don't know how he got a hold of it. Bernie says, our next trip in June is to Disneyland.
Interesting.
Does Dave have any firsthand experience with their version of Magical Express? Is it the same as Walt Disney World's? How about ADRs for Disneyland? The same time frames apply for making them, etc.? Thank you. Now, Dave, unless I'm not mistaken, does Disneyland have a Magical Express?
No, they don't.
They
right?
do not.
Yeah, so the answer to that question is a big resounding no.
They have some private industries that have been working to help do it. The one that I used last January was called the Super Shuttle from Disneyland. I flew into LAX.
Right.
And for $17 per person one way, we hopped on a group van. And we were at our resort in a few minutes. Have nothing's fast.
I was just going to say, it's not a few minutes.
45 minutes or so from the airport. And
okay.
I looked into it very recently, not because I'm planning a Disneyland trip this year, but I will say I've just looked into it. If you go on the website, they have a couple options. You can have like either the bus, there's like a Disneyland Express, and then they do like a van that they send.
Okay, but it's not like included, right?
Nope, you got to pay for it. It's a round trip price. The bus is cheaper than the van. I'm assuming it's also just more mass.
Yeah.
You know. But, I mean, when I did it last time, granted it was 2003, we took a cab. Because we're going to jump in a cab, not realizing Disneyland's like 45 minutes away from...
Is it from LAX?
From LAX, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was a long cab ride, huh?
Yep.
That was an expensive cab ride, huh?
Yeah, but it was on my honeymoon, so it was okay.
Oh, okay. You went to Disneyland on your honeymoon?
Yeah.
So you went to like...
We went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
But I told Heather I couldn't go that way and
not stop at Disneyland.
At Disneyland.
Okay.
I made up some excuse.
All right.
Three or four airports in that neighborhood all have shuttles to get us to Disneyland.
Yeah, and you know, if you're not staying at a Disney hotel, because, you know, Disneyland's so different, you can actually call your hotel and ask. A lot of them have shuttle transportation.
Yeah, a lot of the off-property ones in Walt Disney World also have shuttle transportation into the parks. So now the ADRs in Disneyland, do they work the same 180 days out?
60 days out.
60 days out,
remember,
really?
It's a much more local
kind
of park than Disney World.
And not as many restaurants.
It's true.
So, not nearly as many.
It doesn't seem to be as competitive getting the reservations as the character meals are.
It was not even a ton of character meals.
No?
Not like Disney World.
I think we're just kind of spoiled as East Coasters.
Oh, listen. I'm going to tell you again. Not that I'm planning to go to Disneyland or anything.
No.
You can't compare Disneyland and Disney World. It's not even a conversation. Other than historically. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It fits in the parking lot.
But Bernie, you should take a look at the Blue Bayou.
The Blue Bayou?
The Blue Bayou. It's right over by Pirates. Good restaurant. Make an ADR for that. Blue Bayou.
Watch, he's going to have like a Mikey level trip. It's going to be like, we're in the 300 Club. We'll be like, what?
You know what's funny? When we went to Disneyland, back then, Blue Bayou, you couldn't even make an ADR.
Really?
You had to go that morning when the park opens.
Really?
And put your name on the list. That was the only way to get in.
People throwing hands.
And then they changed it later.
Huh.
Crazy, right?
That's pretty crazy. Okay, so I think that answers that one. Christina McSheffrey. Who I believe you booked her a trip earlier this year, right, Dave?
I have.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. What is going on with my phone, and why is it shooting? Mort. Okay, so Christina writes to us, when my family goes in May, we are going to have two kids traveling with us, a 4.5-year-old and a 15-month-year-old. So my questions all revolve around strollers. This is a big stroller week for us.
Strollers are key.
It is. Number one, can Dave recommend a good company to rent strollers from outside the parks?
Yes, there's a few companies that Disney has recommended, but the one that I've used for many customers is called Kingdom Strollers. They're authorized Disney vendor. They have free delivery right to your resort. You pick them up, drop them off, no problem. You go right into their website, kingdomstrollers.com. They have many different types, which will lead right into Pete's recommendation of what type, size, and shape.
That's tough, too, kids. The double stroller.
You've rocked the double stroller before,
I did.
Though.
You know, it's funny. We went with a double long one time, you know, the kids back-to-back, which is, like, physically draining.
Right.
And then we've also rocked the double wide, which was more of an umbrella stroller.
You're jumping ahead. This is coming up in the question. She's going to ask this in like a minute.
How was I supposed to know that?
Yeah, you weren't. I'm just saying. But you can continue.
No, I'll wait for her.
Oh, okay. You got like all mad. Number two, can the service be waiting for you at your hotel when you arrive and left there to be picked up when your trip is over?
Yes, they will.
That's how that works?
Okay. Is.
Number three, Peter Mann.
I just want to point out that Dave answered that the first time around.
Oh, I was playing with... Okay.
So he also jumped ahead and answered something.
Okay. I was trying to work out the Mort's technical snafus, so... number three, as a parent of two kids, can Pete say which type of stroller he liked better? The side-by-side wide kind, or the one where they sit one in front of the other? In terms of ease of use, I feel like the latter would be better, but thinking the two kids may like sitting next to one another. I'm a little worried about taking something that big through the stores and on and off the buses. Pete, do you have an opinion on this?
Oh, it's funny you ask.
Yeah.
If I would go side-by-side. A, I do think... the kids want to sit next to each other. I think it's a wonderful moment. Two, the long ones are really difficult to navigate.
I could assume they're thinner.
They must be better to navigate in a store. I'm telling you, they're not. They're pretty difficult to turn.
Right.
I don't know. I just think the side-by-side one works out. They're pretty geared up there for big strollers and scooters and everything. I mean, listen, again, it's not the super easiest thing in the world, but it's not like they're not ready for it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Disney kind of makes all the pathways pretty good. I'm not sure I would want to truck down Main Street at full-blown, like, you know, parade time.
Right.
With one, so, you know, you might have to think about stuff
so
like
what's,
that.
So what is your official recommendation? Side-by-side?
Side-by-side.
Okay, cool.
If I had to say, I'd say side-by-side, almost the umbrella stroller type, the fold-up.
Right.
The not huge kind,
mm-hmm.
but that's just me.
And she says, lastly, this is going to be a Dave-centric version of the question. Can strollers be rented on the Disney cruise? If so, do they need to be pre-reserved? Thank you, Dave and Pete, for your help with this. Oh, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. No stroller rentals on the cruise ships.
No?
No, you don't really need them that much.
You got to bring. Can you bring your own?
If you had an umbrella stroller or something that you could bring with you, you could use it. But the ship is loaded with stairs, and a lot of stairs are more convenient a lot of times than the elevators. Elevators always have lines.
Okay.
In Castaway Cay, they have a shuttle, so you really don't need it there neither.
Where does the shuttle on is Castaway Cay so big that it needs a?
It has a golf cart shuttle where it pulls some trams.
Okay. Okay, so that does it for Christina's question. Thank you, Christina. Kate Smith wants to say, what are the first things to know when booking a Disney cruise? I've never cruised in my life. It would just be for two adults. What are the differences between all of Disney's ships and other important info to a cruise newbie?
All right.
Well, this is a Dave question because I know nothing about
this. We'll go right to the Disney cruise. There's four ships right now. The first two ships were the Magic and the Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few years ago, the Disney Dream and the Disney Fantasy came out.
Those are so beautiful.
They're about football field size longer than the Magic or the Wonder. All the ships have three restaurants. And they have great kids areas. They have adult-only areas with different pubs and different themes on the different ships.
Mm-hmm.
And back to the dining, the dining is really neat, as every night you switch from one of the three restaurants, but the cool part is your wait staff comes with you.
That's always something I've always liked on cruise ships, that you get the same waiter. Like on the Royal Caribbean one we took, that happened too.
So you have the same waiters, and they get to know you, and know your kids, and they'll know your favorite drinks the second time you come out. It's a lot of fun. But in the main ports are Cape Canaveral, and then they have sometimes in Texas, sometimes in Miami. The Alaska cruises are out of Vancouver. There are some of the cruises are now over in Europe, but they're expanding. It's just one of the most relaxing times you'll ever have.
That's great. Now, you know the thing, I was thinking about, on the Dream and the Fantasy, if I ever do a cruise, because I really want to do a Disney cruise. I know Pete has no desire to do one, but, right?
Not really.
Yeah.
Got to work on them.
I really want to do one in the future, and I would love to, actually, I would get an inside room, because I love the Magic Porthole. What the Magic Porthole is, folks, if you're not familiar, is it's a porthole in your wall, which is a window to the outside. However, it's actually a television screen that has a HD video of outside the ship, because you're inside, and Disney characters will come flying by your window every once in a while.
Being the claustrophobic person I am,
yeah,
I just love the veranda and being outside and looking. But the one thing when you bring up about the staterooms, the Disney staterooms are generally much bigger than the average staterooms.
Oh, that's good.
Which is a big selling point.
That's good.
And they have this real cool thing in there where they basically split the baths. So basically you have the bathroom and then there's another part with the sink. Mm-hmm. In his shower, so you can be using it at the same time. So your boys and girls, your wife can be on one end, you can be in the other, and there isn't that one bathroom issue.
Pete just started doing work, like while we were talking about.
I'm not officially doing work.
he loves cruising this much.
Yep. Kay Perrin says heading back in February 2016 for our 25th anniversary. We want to stay in the Magic Kingdom area. What resort do you feel is the best, and why? Tough question, I know. We want it to be very special. Thanks in advance. Kate Smith also kind of follows up this question by asking, what are some special things you can do at Walt Disney World for wedding anniversaries that we might not know about? So I figure we can kind of lump these two questions together.
Yeah. I gave this a bunch of thought, and like everything Disney, it depends. Depends on your taste. It depends on your budget.
Mm-hmm.
But my first choice, wanting to be in the Magic Kingdom area, would be the brand new Polynesian. Polynesian Village. I mean, it's completely restored, redone, new pictures, new lobby. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you wanted to save a little money, you got the Wilderness Lodge. I would go for the 25th anniversary, maybe splurge a little for the courtyard rooms, a little bit upper level, nice views.
I do love the Wilderness Lodge. I've always thought it was beautiful. I want to stay there.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it has those great volcano pools. No sharks, though.
No sharks.
What do you think about tree houses for a... I mean, they're splurging a little bit, but...
Yeah.
I'd be kind of cool for... I think those tree houses are pretty pretty special.
Honestly, you know what my recommendation for this would be, because it's so special because it's 25th wedding anniversary.
Art of Animation.
No.
Huh.
I would honestly, I think the Grand Floridian would be a wonderful place to spend a milestone anniversary.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to your budget.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got a hell of a budget for this, then I would say, you know, Grand Floridian and, you know, Victoria and Albert's even for, you know, 25th anniversary dinner.
Food, which was going to be one of my tips there. But if your budget's a little bit tighter, one of the places I liked is the French Quarter.
Really?
Yeah, Port Orleans. It has that nice jazz clubs that in the evening. You can stroll around.
Okay.
Take a boat downtown. I mean, depends on your budget, but it's another option.
Yeah.
If you don't have...
It sounds like they want to go deluxe. She wants to go deluxe, I think, because she said they want to stay in the Magic Kingdom area, and there's nothing moderate about that area.
No. Yeah. But the one thing I was thinking out of the box a little bit, if you didn't want to stay in the Magic Kingdom area, a little romantic, if you can get a Savannah View room at the Animal Kingdom.
Yes. Oh, I've always wanted to do that. I know you guys have both done it.
So it's be a lot of fun. I always love that resort.
I do too. And it's a shame that I haven't stayed there in so long.
I almost stayed there last time.
It's just so far from everything. I always feel like if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'll stay at Beach Club.
Yeah.
And then I can't even make the comparison, you know?
Right. Right, of course. So now, like, what Kate asks, you know, some special things you can do at Disney for a wedding anniversary you might not know about. I mean, I think number one is Victoria and Albert's.
Yes. Victoria and Albert's would be my top one. One of my favorite restaurants there, which I went to again in November, was Narcosis in the Grand Floridian.
Yeah. A lot of I also think a nice restaurant for an anniversary would be the California Grill.
Yes.
Over, like, if you could catch it right around Wishes time.
I'm going to do that next trip.
Yeah, I think I am too, because, like, I've always heard the wonder that is the California Grill, but I've never experienced it.
Me neither. I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah. But the one thing you have to do with any of these mini restaurants is request, when you're checking in, request the view you want.
Right.
At the...
Because, when you're checking into the restaurant, you mean,
right?
Okay.
Because at the California Grill, you may not get the view you want of the Magic Kingdom unless you ask for it.
Right, and that's the view everybody wants, especially if that's the time that you're...
It's true. I told you at Be Our Guest, I requested rooms both times.
That good old Bog.
You know, and basically told him I'm okay either way. Yeah. I don't want you to think, you know, I'm going to be a gang. I'm not. But if you could, I would appreciate it. And they did.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, Le Cellier, I think, is another great one for anniversaries. Honestly, you know what I think would be really cool to do in an anniversary? And this may just be my adventurous spirit, you know, shining through. Dolphins in Depth. My wife and I did that, and it was such a cool experience to do together. It's not romantic, but, you know, dolphin, natural predator of the shark. And, you know, it is, like, they're the superheroes of the ocean. But it was such a cool, informative thing. And I don't know, like, we really enjoy, like, taking a tour together, I think, is definitely a cool thing that a couple can do.
Will you even eat at a coral reef? Because they have, like, those sharks there.
They're behind the glass. It's okay.
Are they?
Uh-huh. Oh, well, then I can eat the fish and be like, yep, look what I'm doing.
I feel like you're tempting
fate. One of the things I was thinking about was one of the dessert parties. Have you done any dessert parties?
Yeah, you know, I mean, do I need to do a dessert party every time? No, but I think if you've never done one, it's pretty fun.
But you see, like, the dessert party, I feel like if you're going for, like, especially, like, for an anniversary, I was trying to think of things that there wouldn't be a lot of kids at.
In Disney World.
Well, yeah, like, you know.
I guess there's a couple. You get, like, a couple's massage.
You can get a couple's massage. You could take the speedboats out at one of the resorts that does it. I've done that. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the fireworks cruises.
Oh, yeah, firework cruises. Those are great.
Yep.
And one of the things I was thinking about, you know, Cinderella's eating at the castle.
Yeah, just that is cool.
They're doing a dessert party or something, or or zipping over to Epcot. And
just jump around that monorail.
Yeah.
Nice romantic monorail ride. Nice long monorail ride.
Has
I think
to
would be,
done.
Be definitely a must-do on an anniversary
one
trip.
Absolutely.
One of my friends, when I sent her the question, they were just got back from a 10-year anniversary, and they went to La Hacienda, were watching the fireworks, sipping on some tequila, and had a great romantic time there.
Oh, that's great.
Just on the water.
Yeah, I mean, and La Cantina de San Angel, is that that's the tequila bar right there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's another great little hole-in-the-wall spot you could duck in. Disney can be, and I always say, people are like, oh, well, how come you guys like to go to Disney because, you know, you're two adults with no kids? And I'm just like, Disney can be the most romantic place on earth if you allow it to be.
Yeah, I think romance in your relationship is what, you know. I mean, we're getting crazy off topic here, like Kevin's dream, but... You know, it is, like, what you guys really like. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of qualify your own romance, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's two adults walking into Mouse Gear looking for good t-shirts.
That's romantic to you?
I'm saying it could be. You don't know.
What's the name of the wine bar in Italy? Remember that?
I know what you're talking
about.
But
you can get some flights of wine there, and that's really good. You got the tequila in Mexico. In France has the champagne. In Germany, you can get a flight of different beers.
See, yeah. To Dave, romance just means getting drunk.
Yeah, Dave just wants to get
blessed. It has to be with food also.
Right.
Not just one or the other.
Okay, I think we answered this one, right? Do we have anything else for this
Dave's going to be drunk driving one of those scooters around Showcase.
Stacey Ray says, it's either Ray or Ra. I'm sorry, Stacey, if I mispronounce your name. We just had to postpone our trip because a family member in our group became very ill. That's really sad.
That stinks.
Yeah. We had purchased Memory Maker. Will it be waiting for us when we do go on our trip, or do we lose it? Do we use the same magic bands that were already sent to us? Dave.
Now, if they canceled or just postponed the trip and not canceled and kept the same reservation number, which I... assuming that they did, then everything in the old reservation will remain the same. The Memory Maker and everything will be there. So if the reservation number is the same, you'll have everything.
Okay. That makes sense.
And they basically just push your trip back.
Okay, so you... But like, when instead of just out-and-out canceling the trip, you have to just tell them I want to postpone my trip to such
a... Yes, that's what I would have done.
Now, let's say they did cancel the trip. Will that Memory Maker still...
If they canceled it... Then
can they get that money back?
Then they would have got most of their money back, except for the $200. So I would say, yeah, they probably did get it back.
Right.
Okay.
If they canceled it.
Okay.
But it's better to postpone than cancel.
All right. That makes a lot of sense.
Got it.
Okay, so last question. Susie Levine Kinnan says, we're planning a trip in late August through early December 2015. Through early December? Wait, planning a trip in late August through early December
2015. Christmas dinner? Kevin, you're having a hard time today.
No, like, this makes no sense. Like, who's going from August to December? I think this must be a typo. I think she means early September.
No, I think she's going for a really long
time. You think
time.
She's going for, like, 6 months?
Yeah, that's what she
it
said.
Sounds like
no.
Fun.
Yeah. No, from the rest of the question, she means September, I think. Early September 2015. Last year, the first Halloween party day was on September 1st, but I think that was on Labor Day. I'd love to have the chance to go to the Halloween party, but we'll be departing on September 4th in order to make it home to Michigan in time for the first day of school. Labor Day is on the 7th this year. What do you think the likelihood is of them having an early party date that we can attend, and when would they typically announce the dates? Before the 180-day point?
You gotta put on your Notre Dame hat.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Can change it.
Do they ever do it before Labor Day, or is it...
I don't think so.
You want me to speculate...
Yeah, go ahead and speculate. No.
Only because I've looked, because you know I want to wing the magical trip where I do the Halloween party and Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I've scoured the dates on this, and they separate the parties a little bit. So typically, even the Christmas party doesn't start that early in November. So I can't imagine the Halloween party starting that early in September.
Right.
The Christmas party usually starts one of the last days of the New Jersey Teachers Convention week. So it's usually around the 7th or 8th is for Christmas. And right around the beginning of September.
Okay. So that does it for the regular questions. As always with the email bag shows, we opened it up for impression requests as well for any of the voices that I tend to do on the show. And we got some responses. So we have, I think, 3 requests to fulfill here, Peter Mandel.
Wait a minute. Was one of them your Jonathan Siegel?
No.
Dave, I don't know if you've noticed, but Kevin's done the whole show as Jonathan Siegel.
Yes, I have.
Yes, he has.
Thank you for doing that.
Okay, so I'm going to save the long one for the end. The first one was the Macho Man Randy Savage doing the monorail speech. You ready for this, Peter Mandel?
No.
Yeah, it came from Mikey Wisenhunt. You're not ready for it?
No.
All right, let me know when you're ready. I'll be over here.
I don't know if I'm ever going to be ready.
All right. Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, la tengan cerrado de las puertas. Oh, yeah. All right.
All right.
One down. Did you feel like you were there?
That was pretty good, actually.
All right. Okay, Sarah Bressner Erickson wants the It's a Small World as sung by the Muppet Chickens.
Ooh.
You ready for this?
No.
All right, you let me know when you're ready. Are we just going to keep repeating the gag over and over again?
I'm going to put on my Mickey hat. All
right, ready?
Help my ears.
This is going to, you know, this is the first for this impression on Two Men and the Mouse.
Wait a minute, you haven't even practiced it outside of this?
Oh, no, I do. This is a regular impression that I do.
Oh, okay, good.
But I've never done it on the show before.
That's pretty good.
You like it?
Yeah, it wasn't that pretty good.
Yeah, it's not just like buck, buck. It's gonna be like bah. Like that was how they did it.
Right,
that.
Right.
I'm a connoisseur of Muppet Chickens. Okay.
Whoa. What does that mean? You've eaten a lot of Muppet Chickens?
No, it's the,
that's what
like,
it sounds like.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, yeah. I am all over the place
you
tonight.
You just freaked everybody out right there.
There's nothing more delicious than a chicken that knows what you're going to do with it. Okay, so Crystal Faulkner, our friend from across the pond in jolly old England, wants Adam West and the Joker enacting a Scar and Simba scene from The Lion King. All right. Inject a little obviously Joker Mark Hamill and Adam West, TV's Batman from the 1966 Bill Dozier series.
Okay.
I met him once.
Adam West?
Yes.
Was he nice to you?
He was very nice.
Oh, okay. Did you plan his trip?
No, I didn't. I was in college when he was part of homecoming.
Oh. Because, I mean, Okay. All right. Ready?
No.
We're doing the... You just let me know when you're ready. Comedy comes in threes, Pete. Okay, so we are going to go from the climax of the film, where Scar and Simba have their confrontation. You're familiar with it, I assume, right?
I have seen it.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Hold on, I lost my place. So sharks, those are pretty weird, right? Yeah?
Especially in Simba.
Okay, here we go. Simba? Simba! I'm a little surprised to see you alive. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't rip you apart. Oh, Simba, you must understand. The pressures of ruling a kingdom are no longer yours. Step down, Scar, you evil, twisted fiend. Oh, yeah, I would, naturally. However, there is one little problem. You see them? They think I'm king.
Nala's here, so I'm going to do Kermit for Nala. Well, we don't. Simba's the rightful king.
The choice is yours, Scar. Either step down or fight.
Oh, must it all end in violence? I'd hate to be responsible for the death of a family member. Wouldn't you agree, Simba?
It's not going to work, Scar. I've put it behind me.
Oh, but what about your faithful subjects? Have they put it behind them?
Simba, what is he talking about?
Oh, so you haven't told them your little secret. Well, Simba, now's your chance to tell them. Tell them who is responsible for Mufasa's death.
I am. It's true.
You see, he admits it. Murderer.
Okay. We good?
Was that it?
Oh, there's a little bit more. No, it was an accident.
If it weren't for you, Mufasa would still be alive. It's your fault he's dead. Do you deny it?
No.
Then you're guilty.
No, I'm not a murderer.
Oh, Simba, you're in trouble again. But this time, Daddy isn't here to save you. And now, everyone knows why.
There we go.
That's pretty good.
It's a bat-tastic Lion King for you.
Very good.
And this crisp. That was a little trying. Especially because I screamed my voice out at Jimmy Superfly Snuka the other night. Okay, so that is it, guys, for all our questions this week. These were great questions.
Very good.
No, very, very good. Very thought-provoking. Definitely involved a lot of furious research on all of our parts. Right, Dave?
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, I was supposed to do research?
Yeah, don't worry about it, Pete.
We got you covered.
Yeah, we got you covered. Maybe some stuff on cruises for next time. So that is going to about bring us to an end. Dave, if anyone here wants to hit you up outside the show for questions about Disney or questions about how to book a vacation with you, how would they go about doing that?
Easiest way is DisneyDaveW@Verizon.net. And send me an email, I'll get right back to you.
Okay, wonderful. Dave's always responding on the Facebook discussion group as well, facebook.com/group/2minutethemouse. Just tag him in the post, and he will get right back to you. So, Pete, we got anything else?
Not really, you.
No, I'm good. I'm pretty much tapped. Kind of a short episode, but there was no news.
Yeah, seriously, no news.
Yeah.
You excited about Christmas?
I'm very excited about Christmas.
Christmas Parade.
Yes, Christmas Parade.
Watch the short forward. Video they put on Disney Blog?
No, I don't want any spoilers.
I don't know if performers are spoilers. I don't really know who they are anyway.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, it's... I don't want... I just want to experience it on Christmas Day.
Do you like all the back and forth between Disneyland and Disney World?
No, I wish it would just be Disney World.
Me too, but, you know, I don't mind it.
I mean, I get it. It is kind of cool to do a parade simultaneously, well, quote-unquote simultaneously.
Whoa, that's actually going on when I watch it.
Yes, absolutely. It's the live Disney Christmas Parade.
That's right.
Do you watch the Disney Christmas Parade, Dave?
I try to, but there's so much stuff going on that day in our house that we're usually playing with the kids' new skis or the hockey sticks.
Yeah, it's usually on in the background for us.
You don't record it?
No, I don't record it.
Oh, I DVR it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I've actually gone so far as to record past years.
And save them on the DVR for a year.
I've actually lost them. So if anyone's crazy like me and actually has some recorded, please let me know.
You can probably find them on YouTube.
Yeah.
I would do a search. It wouldn't shock me in the least that it would be up there.
Yeah, big fan of Christmas Bread.
Me too. Got my new tree topper, by the way.
Oh, how'd that go?
It went very well. The tree has not fallen again. But I was prepared. I had my camera out if it fell again, so
you
I could take a picture
you.
Of it for
I appreciate
you.
That, actually.
Because, you know, before thinking of safety, I got to think about your entertainment, Peter Mandel.
Come on, your entire tree laying in shambles on the ground?
Yes, my shattered hopes and dreams and memories.
See, you could put that on a Christmas card.
Yes. Merry Christmas from the Griswolds. Okay, are we about done?
I'm done.
Done. All right. That's going to do it for Two Men and the Mouse this week. Please, folks, give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Two Men and the Mouse, Twitter @Two Men and the Mouse, Instagram @Two Men and the Mouse, Pinterest as www.pinterest.com/Two Men and the Mouse. Also, you can join in the Disney conversation along with us and all of our great friends from around the world on Facebook in our discussion group, facebook.com/groups/Two Men and the Mouse. Please tweet us or tag us in photos of you throughout the parks throughout the years. We'd love to stack our pages with all of you guys enjoying the Disney parks. If you want your questions answered on another such show, such as this, please send an email to questions@twomeninthemouse.com. If you want to specifically reach out to Pete or me directly, I can be reached at kevin@twomeninthemouse.com and Pete is @pete@twomeninthemouse.com. Folks, if you like the show, please do us the honor of sharing it with your friends and family members. Tweet it out, talk it up, give it a rate and review in iTunes. Please, folks, every little bit helps us tremendously. It's only through your kind words and praise that this show will continue to grow and prosper. If you love Peter Mandel and his great comic book store here, Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey, hit him up, roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store, or come visit him in person at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016. Also, Hunter Hathaway is always checking in with her Bit of Pixie Dust, or Bopped, as we named it this week. You can check that out. Follow her on Twitter @BitofPixieDust or go to her website, bitofpixiedust.com. Corinne Chandler is always checking in with the latest and greatest Disney trivia on her blog, disneytrivia.tumblr.com. And as always, folks, if you're planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, any of the Disney parks throughout the world, always look up our good friend and comrade, Dave Weichert of Magical Travel right here. Dave, what was that best email you said? Disney Dave W?
Disney Dave W of Verizon.
There you go. Folks, and for me, please just check out the other great programming here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can find WDPN on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and follow the network on Twitter @WhiteDragonPN. Thank you so much for joining us again this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, Dave, any closing words?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives, and we will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter @WhiteDragonPN.